The eastern side of Georgia has seen its share of tropical activity lately, as Hurricane Hermie made itself known to that area just a couple of weeks ago, and now Tropical Storm Julie is being felt in some of those same areas. Georgia cotton grower Lee Crumley from Bullock County, who also serves on the Georgia Cotton Commission, talks a little bit about what they received during Hurricane Hermine.
Well, it was good. We had probably 4 inches average across the area, some a little less, some a little more. But it moved through quickly. I don't think we're going to see a lot of damage from it. From a production standpoint, I think it was a little late to add any yield, but it'll make the peanut digging a little easier and help with cotton defoliation a little bit. So all in all, we needed the rain.
Now, during last week's UGA Cotton Peanut Field Day, Crumley heard some things about this year's cotton crop that he was not aware of.
Just like we heard for the last several years on cotton in particular, is get the crop out. From a lot of standpoints, the whitefly issue today was new to me. It's something that's pretty new in Georgia that we haven't dealt with before. So the emphasis there was to get the leaves off so that there wouldn't be any feed, basically, for the whiteflies. So that was new. But in general, just improving quality on cotton is critical, as we need to get this crop out on a timely basis. We tend to harvest peanuts and then get cotton, and somehow we've got to figure out how to get it done a little earlier.
Of course, the Georgia Cotton Commission invests many dollars into research efforts each and every year. To learn more, go to GeorgiaCottonCommission.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.